This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The Democratic National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee. What the heck is going to go on? Now, I got their goal here. You want to hear their goal?
Okay.
To unify the party, to keep the rest of Bernie supporters from blowing it. That's the stated convention goal that was published.
All right. There's a real champion of an agenda.
Yeah. So what do you think?
It's going to be 4 days worth of social justice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be shaming every single American voter out there across the United States for not wanting to blow up the budgets at the federal, state, and local level for the sake of the underdog and concocted groups of people, identifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to hear. Now, the convention it has stuff goes on all day long, but as far as televised, it'll be from, I think, 8 to 10 tonight through Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we have, speaking, we have Bernie Sanders, Senator Cortez Masto, Governor Cuomo, Governor Whitmer, Congressman Jim Clyburn, the Convention Chairman Representative Benny Thompson, Congresswoman Glenn Moore, former governor, Republican, allegedly,
yeah.
John Kasich.
Exactly.
Senator Doug Jones, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Michelle Obama. That's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow night will be an interesting one because we have the former U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates, who just gave testimony last week.
Mm-hmm.
We have Chuck Schumer. We have former Secretary of State John Kerry, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Lisa Blunt from Rochester, Bill Clinton, and then Jill Biden.
Hmm.
So Wednesday we have Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Tony Evers, Governor Grisham, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Kamala Harris, and Barack Obama. Thursday Tuesday night we have Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senator Chris Coons, the Biden family, and then Joe Biden. So you can pretty much look at all of those names and see where they're going to take this, just by where they, what their name, who it is, just by the names.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, the other thing is, in response to all of this, the president's going on a road trip. He's going to what, four cities?
Yes, and interestingly, I think he's giving in his daily briefings, if you will, he's going to also kind of give us another status report. So based on what the Democrats said the night before, he counters them the following day. So it's going to be a tit for tat.
Now, Nancy has called back the Congress, the House of Representatives, to vote on the USPS legislation amid the mail-in ballot battle. And the White House has pushed a compromise on not only that, but also getting the stimulus checks out to the people.
We don't know what is in the bill that she's calling them back for.
It's got some weird name, doesn't it?
I haven't seen it, so I can't speak.
Mail America or something? Okay, yeah.
Let me just say a couple things. First of all, the post office isn't even out of money until October of next year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a budget problem. And all this nonsense about removing mailboxes, well, here's a couple of things to understand. One is that every year they do these surveys to determine which mailboxes have any activity or not. So, in other words, if a mail carrier goes to a particular blue box sitting out there at the corner of such and such and such and such, and after a month's time it's only had one or two letters in it, they make those notes and they make a determination to remove them or keep them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They always do that. The second thing is that the boxes are being redesigned so they only can take a letter because people are dumping packages into them.
Hold that thought.
They don't want that.
Hold that thought. We'll continue that conversation when we come back with Denise Simon because this mail stuff is just, and there's one other thing. I told you about the machines last hour as to the normal maintenance that's going on with that. That happens this time of the year because I got so much mail they're going to be sorted. They don't want anything to break down in the middle of the Christmas push. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and I'll tell you what, folks, I'm going to tell you about Balance of Nature right now, because if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. You can try what I'm doing. I'm taking something called Fruits and Veggies from Balance of Nature. And for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, simply put, what it's done for me is it's helped lower my blood pressure, number one. I'm no longer taking blood pressure pills, so there you go. And number two, it's helped me lose some weight, which I needed to do anyway. And that's been very good, because I quit snacking at night, because the Balance of Nature takes away that urge to have to munch on a candy bar or a bag of chips or whatever. So I'm not feeling hungry at all any night, at nighttime anymore. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. That's RESULT, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Before we get started, I want to thank the cooler heads that prevailed in New York City for the 9/11 memorial to be able to have the lights lit again, the security provided, the relatives able to go to the memorial fountain, and the memorial is at the World Trade Center. Michael Bloomberg got tied up in this. He came out and, according to his people, guaranteed that the money would be there that needed to be there to do whatever needed to be done. But the tunnels to towers gentleman, I can't remember his name. You got the name there. He got involved too, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was able to gather. I mean, the excuse was we're not going to put together the crew that it takes in order to put up the two lights, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tower recruited some people and said we'll negate that argument right off the bat. So anyway. It was purely a political decision by de Blasio, and he got put in the corner pretty quickly on that one.
Well, I took it up big time as an issue on Saturday. I was requested to by a couple of my union friends up there, and I did. And as a result, it went wild. Of course, it went wild to begin with, but it got even wilder over the weekend, and they really didn't have much of any choice but to do something. And they did, so thank goodness for that. All right, now, back to what you were talking about.
Okay, so the blue mailboxes.
All right,
so they're redesigning the mailboxes so it can only take a letter. They've got people that go in there and they'll put some other things in there that are not letters, like a package. They don't put enough postage on it, and then it just causes all kinds of issues. So they redesigned them. The third thing is a lot of them have been destroyed, and they got graffiti all over them because of these militant protests, so they were removing them to either refurbish them or just replace them. And then the other reason is they've gone ahead in some areas and just removed them outright because of the militant protests, and they don't want to have to, you know, remove any more mailboxes. So mm-hmm. there's four reasons right there why you see trucks in certain areas that are unbolting the blue mailboxes and putting them on trucks and taking them away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The head postmaster of the USPS, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, is all upset about because he apparently was a donor to the Trump campaign. So Nancy Pelosi says this is all political, and she's asked that he come in and give some testimony before they vote or have some kind of, you know, quorum on what she calls Election Central. And she says that this is the biggest thing that has to do with the election is the post office legislation. So she's trying to neutralize all of that.
Well, you're talking about Mr. LaJoy, and Mr. LaJoy didn't do anything any different than many of the Democratic appointees do, because it's based on the money you give the party gets you the influence to get the position you want.
Sometimes that happens.
Yes, all the time, especially with ambassadors. Now, let's talk about the South Dakota governor. I like that woman. She is really, really getting it done. And she turned down an extra $300 per week for unemployment benefits offered to her by the president's administration. She said, nope, don't need it. Our people are going back to work.
Well, they have been working, and she's got enough money in her coffers, you know, to cover the expenses of unemployment if it does, in fact, happen. So, you know, she's fiscally managed her state exceptionally well, and, I would say that maybe she ought to hold a Skype class or a Zoom class with a couple of these other governors across the country so they can learn something.
Yeah. How not to spend money and spend it wisely when you do. Now, I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, the website. Go over there and check it out. All right. Something very interesting happened in Norman, Oklahoma. The lady mayor that was there, when she announced that she was going to defund the police department and take them back to the Stone Age in terms of funding and what they could and couldn't do, that very same day, a recall movement sped up and went into full speed ahead. Within the course of a month, they had enough signatures to have a petition which demanded the recall of this particular individual, and lo and behold, it's going to be on their ballot come November.
Well, I've been to Norman, Oklahoma many times, because that is the headquarters, if you will, the location of the University of Oklahoma.
You betcha.
They don't put up with too much over there. And, you know, they've been trying very hard, just like they are Texas, to turn it blue. And obviously things are not working out terribly well. So, yeah, I expect that she won't vote last very long.
Now, I'm going to mention something here because we've been hearing all the polls. Joe Biden maintains a 6-point lead over Trump. Joe Biden's got a 5-point. Joe Biden's got a 6-point. Joe Biden's got a 7-point. Joe Biden's got a 9-point. Well, lo and behold, yesterday, and I knew it would happen sooner than later, it seems that the people that have been sitting on their butts not participating decided to participate in a battleground state poll, which I got emails about, and I'm sure you did too, asking me to vote in a poll, this, that, and the other, which I did. And the overall result of a huge amount of voters in all those states is Donald Trump has a 1% advantage in all 15 of the battleground states.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Now, you knew the polls were going to swing. The question is, you know, we're going to see the other ones doing what they're doing because they're not going to change that much. The Democrats can't afford to have the narrative suddenly change to where Biden's an underdog.
Well, it'll be interesting to look at them each day, which I know that you will do. I'll just take a quick glance at them, but it'll be interesting to look at them each day of this DNC convention, as virtual as it is.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is viewership. I've been told expect some of the worst TV ratings ever for the Democratic National Convention.
I have no idea how to measure that.
I don't either.
Maybe they'll do it for the entertainment because they have some interesting entertainment.
Yeah, and it's going to be on radio, and I've been told they may actually, for the first time in a while, have more listeners to the radio than they do television viewers. Now, Kamala Harris, I must get that right, Kamala, has quite a bit of a large support with the Democrats, but not with the blacks, as a third of the blacks say they will not vote for her because she's not African-American.
Well, I saw that too, but I did not dig deeper into it to see where that actually came from and then put that information in context, so... But I did see it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it again because there's two or three different sources on that. But we will talk to you tomorrow, so you take care and have yourself a great day and stay low on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the great things that she does. And in the meantime, we are coming back with our military and veterans news report. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting, at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
The fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, you can check them out online by going to the website, NAA.edu. NAA.edu will give you their phone number. When we come back, they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., which is right outside the city of Boston. The other one is down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, and it's in Clearwater, Florida. Now, at either one of the locations, you can ask to take the tour of their facility, whichever one's the closest to you. You give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Don't forget, check them out online, NAA.edu, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the drills, the military drill, going on between the United States and North Korea started. It's a scaled-down version of what they normally do, predominantly because of the coronavirus pandemic and the problems that they've had there. They don't want to risk any more close encounters to speed up the military coming down with it, if you will. And the other thing is, Lebanon has got a huge problem facing themselves right now. The protesting, riots going out on the streets, the bombing that happened. They believe now that there's a strong possibility that this was a missile that may have been fired from a location in a close by vicinity to cause this explosion and fire that resulted. But they need to have an election. And how they go about having that election, hard to say. Hard to say. Because they're going to have security, and obviously everybody is going to be upset, trying to figure out whether or not they can even get to the polling places safely, and they'll all be intimidated. Now, also, let's take a look at North Korea. Because North Korea and their nuclear center is having extensive flooding around it, which could create a problem because it's right there along the Kuryong River, which is where nuclear plants are because of the water they have to have for the nuclear reactor. And everybody in the world is keeping their eyes on that one to see where that goes. And hopefully it won't go anywhere. Hopefully. Now, the other thing is that we're finding out more about a ranger raid in eastern Afghanistan in the Mohmand Valley on the night of April 27, 2017. A raid that killed an ISIS K emir in Afghanistan. They were up traversing up an 8-foot-high step terrace to get into where this individual was, and it resulted in a huge firefight that took hours, literally, to accomplish their mission, but they did. Also, the Pentagon has dismissed talk of potentially military involvement in any post-election dispute, calling the debate unserious thought about those that are saying, well, if Donald Trump loses, we're going to have to get the military to take him off because he's not going to want to leave. Well, again, don't buy the lie coming from the other side of the aisle. I don't think they know how to tell the truth. I don't think they ever knew what the word truth means, because all they do is tell stories. By the way, a federal appeals court ruled that requiring only men to register for the military draft is constitutional, because, of course, they were trying to get the women to do it, too, and nope, he said, didn't have to do it. So, okay. So we'll see where that goes. So women don't need to register, men do. Okay. And Chinese planes and ships have been warned by the Chinese military, do not fire the first ship, first shot, in case you are provoked by the United States. Yeah, like we're going to provoke the Chinese. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, let me check something here. Let's see. This, I think, is Eric chiming in. He says, during the 2004 election cycle, I received a personal call from Al Sharpton urging my support for Democrats. I looked up the number for the DNC and demanded they remove my number from calling it. Never heard from them again. Okay, I guess that's something you could do, because he's talking about a law which allows the campaigns and the political parties, they're exempt and they can make all the marketing calls they want come election time. They are exempt from that do not call list, if you remember. But if you ask to be removed, they have to remove you. But it's on a one-by-one basis as the people call you up and say, this is the national whatever it is committee. By the way, I got a call from one of those people at the gun show on Saturday from a polling company representing probably the Democrats, by the way the questions were that were being asked to me. And I let him go on, and I gave him a little bit of stuff, but not very much. Okay, let me jump on over to the phones real quick. I got about a minute and a half here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you know, great show tonight. Real quick regarding the People's Liberation Army and Chinese Air Force and all that. I think it's just posturing. I think they're trying to show, you know, that they, you know, we're not going to take it from the dastardly Americans, you know, we're going to get you, you know, Yankee or whatever like that. I don't think that that is serious. I think it's a bunch of propaganda because I think the people of China are a little fed up with a lot of things that have been going on over there, and I'm just going to leave it at that. You know what I'm talking about, all the...
I do.
Everything. Hong Kong, Taiwan, the whole nine yards. Now, regarding this last thing, regarding everything that's going on in the media, and you know, one side says this, one side says that. Now, I'm gonna throw this out there, and I've been doing a lot of reading and stuff, and I've come across a new terminology. It used to be called propaganda, but now it's called information influence operations. And my contention is that we, the American people, if not other people throughout the world, are being, how should I say, played as far as the information that each side is being fed. Because if you follow them, if someone does follow mainstream news, they're all going to be, you're going to be following a parallel path, in my opinion, and it's all going to end up at the same point.
Mm-hmm.
Increased government surveillance, decreased rights, more confrontation, because you're going to be given binary choices of left or right, up or down, you know, chew the fat or
are
whatnot.
You familiar with PSYOPs? You know what PSYOPs are, right?
Right, psychological operations.
There are PSYOPs going on right now with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party right in front of your face.
Roger that. On both sides, and both sides are being fed, and both sides are being played against the middle.
Yep.
Both sides are playing in the middle. Now, with that said, and that goes to my final point, how should I say, as far as medical information that's being put out, how should I say this, lost my train of thought real quick. I'm just going to leave it there so I'm not stuttering, but I lost my train of thought on that as far as psychological operations. I think that we all, no matter what side somebody's on, we need to be on our game to be, if you're honest with yourself, if someone's honest with themselves, they need to be on their game to be alert to, how should I say, you know, let's say psychological manipulation, because Facebook has teamed and shortly, that was my thing. The propaganda, the National Defense Authorization of 2013 said it was okay to propagandize the American people.
Yep.
And about a month after all that went through, maybe 6 months, Facebook teamed with the Atlantic Council. I'm going to leave it right there because their goal was to ensure the integrity of elections worldwide.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave it right there.
I know.
Thank you for your time, sir. Simplify and stay low.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, and very good points brought up by Eric and Seminole, our Marine dad. And I hope his boy is doing well. And we will be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, who is listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, are right about now out there in the horse stable getting everything all taken care of for the horses because they operate the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, Saturday was also Airborne Day, and 101st Airborne and all their elements and all the guys that jump. They have silver wings on their chests. Congratulations and happy birthday to the Airborne guys. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including on cars, trucks, or vans. And in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa and Sarasota, and other surrounding areas, business, Autoglass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back are yours when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, number to call for Autoglass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money, and you'll be in like Flynn. Well, Chris is not around, apparently, so we're going to continue to roll along here. Again, the Democratic National Convention starts today. 17 people are giving speeches during the course of the first day, including John Kasich, the former governor of the state of Ohio, who says he's a Republican, but he's anything else but. He never got over losing to Donald Trump. And he also never supported Donald Trump when he won the nomination. Didn't show up for the convention, which was in his home state, Cleveland, Ohio. Everybody still scratching their head over that one. So what part of the word rhino don't you get? And by the way, John and you people listening up there in Ohio, why don't we just make John Kasich a Democrat? That'd be easy to do. He could take the pledge while he's right up there giving his speech tonight, right? Okay, and let me jump over to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. How you doing?
I'm busy. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. Praise God for you and praise God for the Salem Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard to vote for Donald Trump. You don't have to be a genius to know that Joe Biden is incapable. He doesn't have the ability. He hasn't done anything in 40 years, okay, to help the American people, and now he wants your vote, okay? It just did, no, please. You're insulting our intelligence, Biden. The Democrat Party is insulting our intelligence, okay? You haven't condemned the violence in Seattle. You know, the violence in Seattle is worse than Pete Carroll not giving Marshawn Lynch the ball at the 1 yard line. That's how stupid that is, okay? Let me say something to John Elway. Tim Tebow is 10 times better than Drew Locke in Bronco Nation over there, okay? I could take the Denver Broncos in a 1 year contract this year and win the Super Bowl with Tim Tebow. And you got Mahomes in your division, okay? But you'd rather lose with Drew Locke than win with a guy who won six games in a row at third string behind you. That's how unwise you are. Let me say something to the American. If you've got a Democrat governor who shut your city down, and look at Lightfoot over in Chicago, I don't even want to know how many people got killed. Where's Oprah Winfrey's science in Chicago about all the black-on-black crime in Chicago? No, you're getting played like suckers. You're getting played like suckers by the Democrat Party. Silicon Valley, it's not enough that Bill Gates and those clowns got billions of dollars. They still want to vote for Joe. But get out of here, Gates. Get out of my face. You're a disgrace. You'd sell your kids out. You'd sell the country out. When you vote Democrat, you're selling your kids out. You're selling your family out. You're selling the military out. You're selling the cops out. You're selling yourself out. God bless, Captain. God bless the American people. God bless the 63 million of us who came down there. And thank God for Diamond and Silk and all the blacks who left the plantation and voted for a Republican and voted for Donald J. Trump. I know your Republican governor may suck, but we're standing with the Republicans who are taking the House back to get rid of Pelosi and Schumer and all the way down to county commission. Let's go. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thanks. And it's Todd in Tampa. And Todd, again, a lot of what he said makes absolute perfect sense. And there's a lot of people who think that way. Now, I was down in Port Charlotte over the weekend, and I had a number of current police, sheriff, state police, retired law enforcement come up to me, some from other states. But the point I'm trying to make here is they were all union represented. Now, a couple of them were from New York. A couple of them were from the police union in New York, the largest police union in New York, that actually endorsed President Trump for the first time. And they told me that they, many of them, were lifelong Democrats, but they weren't going to be a Democrat this year.
They were voting for Donald Trump because of one simple thing: the Democrats and their ridiculous defund police movement. They know what's going to happen. And they all agreed with what I've been telling you. This is going to be a chain reaction that's going to start with the police department. It's going to go to the fire service, go to EMS, trickle its way on down the line. And by the way, have you heard about the problem in New York City with the garbage? Well, de Blasio, with his infinite wisdom, decided to defund the sanitation guys and take away a lot of their budget to where the twice-a-week trash delivery in some of the high pickup areas is now down to once a week. And as a result, they have a 60% increase in rat problems that they haven't had in years in areas where they can't pick up the garbage on a regular basis. Go figure. If you're living in New York or any other major city where something like this is going on, can you imagine the disease that you could be putting up with soon by not picking up the garbage and having rats crawling through it? Is there anything any more disgusting? And you're going to vote for more Democrats to be the mayors and city councilmen in those areas? You're out of your mind. You reap what you sow. You deserve what you get. If you don't wake up and smell the roses and understand those same people that you've been voting for years got you in the mess you're in right now, those same people, it's time to turn the ship around. Matter of fact, it's past time to turn the ship around. It's time to wake up and realize that this government that you've elected over and over and over again, getting the same result every year, and this year, the worst result ever, is the definition of insanity. And you folks up there, you're not all insane. You're not all insane. You're pretty smart. You get what I'm telling you. Again, I heard from one of the precincts in hour number one agreeing with me on what I was talking about when it came to the union and the police officers across the country. Because I'm telling you, there is a blue wave in support of the police coming across America. Millions of votes that would have gone to the Democrats are not going there this time around. There is a huge blue wave coming against the Democrats for opening up their mouths and talking about defunding the police. They've created their own mess, and they're going to have to clean it up. And they aren't going to be able to because it's in their platform. Their platform came out and talked about various things. Now, of course, they've got all these social programs, so of course they want to defund the police and defund the sanitation workers and probably defund the fire services too in some cases by taking away the grants that a lot of the fire departments rely upon. So I'm going to let that lay, but when I come back, Frank Silvato and I are going to have a discussion about something that you need to understand when it comes to eligibility to run for the President of the United States or Vice President, and something you are not being told because a bunch of conspiratorialists got out there and tried to steal the show. They don't know what they're talking about.
This is the Cap.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.